The comedian Tim Ferguson is best known as part of the groundbreaking Doug Anthony All-Stars, who are favourites on ABC TV shows like The Big Gig and Das Kapital. Since then, he's presented many other shows, including Don't Forget Your Toothbrush, Unreal TV and WTF. In recent years, he's begun mentoring the next generation as a lecturer in comedy and screenwriting at Melbourne's RMIT University, and he's not precious about revealing the secrets of his success. His book, The Cheeky Monkey, Writing Narrative Comedy, is a tell-all manual about writing comedy from sitcoms to stand-up gags, so Tim Ferguson was more than happy to lay bare his favourite reads for our off-the-shelf segment.
My favourite book of all time would have to be John le Carré's The Spy Who Came in from the Cold. It's one of the first real modern spy stories. It takes place, of course, during the Cold War, and the central protagonist is a guy called Lemus, who goes on an extraordinary journey where, I don't want to give too much away, but he pretends that he's defecting, that he's finished with the Brits, and he wants to talk to the Russians. And he does so bitterly, because he makes it clear to the Russians that he hates them too. He just hates everybody. But once, of course, it becomes clear that he has another agenda, which is to destroy a guy called Mundt, who is the evil, masterful East German spy master. A court case is held, and then the story starts to turn. At every page, at least, the plotting is extraordinary of the spy who comes in from the cold, because there is Lemus on trial, and then all of a sudden there is the boss on trial, and then, of course, Lemus's only friend there is then put on trial. Then Lemus's girlfriend is brought in, to his shock and surprise, and the whole thing then descends into a spiral of misery and betrayal and true love, true sacrificing, horrifying, desperate love, and a mad dash for the wall. I know a lot of people will say, oh, John le Carré, he writes spy novels, but that's because they haven't read John le Carré, and they should perhaps, what's the word, shut up. Another book that I've really enjoyed, that I've read more than once, is written by Martin Amis, and it's a book called Time's Arrow, and it's written backwards, in the sense that while the narrative is moving forwards in our real time, the person telling the story is seeing the world in reverse. So that, for example, when he goes to have dinner, this involves getting the scrapings and bones and the last remainder of the peas, which he scrapes onto his plate, and then regurgitates the meal so that eventually the piece of chicken reassembles itself. And the meal ends when the plate is now full of food that we would regard ready to be eaten. This is explored in all sorts of ways, right down to the grubby end, where dogs in the morning walking backwards down his street, and of course they're sort of hoovering up what they have in the forwards moving world have deposited there. It's an extraordinary story, and it takes a while for us to realise quite what's going on. What is Amis trying to do, and what is this man's story? Then we hit a dark point between this man's death, which is the start of the story, and his birth, where he is a torturer in the Second World War, a German man who is an interrogator for the Germans. I won't give too much away, but it's shocking, it's gasping, it's surprising, and then it's all over when he's born, which is quite a scene in itself if you think about that played backwards. It's a feat of imagination, but also of a great technician who can tell the story of a man's life backwards without firstly ruining the story, and also without confusing us so much we don't know what the hell's going on. I've got to say Lord of the Rings, because everybody was a teenager. J.R.R. Tolkien, you know, what a guy. You've got to love the English Catholics, having a hell of a time. They're still having a hell of a time. And there's a great book by Stephen King. I know this all sounds desperately commercial, but there's a whole world out there, if you're offended by the sound of the name Stephen King, that loves Stephen King novels. And if you're not a fan of horror, then I would entreat you to read The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon by Stephen King, which is a very simple tale of a young girl who's a big fan of Tom Gordon, the baseball star, who gets lost in the forest. And really, the only terrifying things that occur happen in her own mind, and she gets lost in the forest, doesn't meet anybody, doesn't encounter anything but nature and the birds and the darkness, and then emerges with a lot of her own personal issues solved in her head. She emerges a different person. And once again, this is the work of a great story technician. So even though millions or billions of people have read a book, we mustn't see that that is a flaw in the book. Billions of people have read the Bible, and I haven't heard anybody credibly knock down the writing skill of that book, despite a couple of, you know, strange contradictions between part one and part two. So they're my favourite books.
Comedian, author and Le Carré buff Tim Ferguson will put his recommendations up on our website, abc.net.au/rnbookshow, and his book The Cheeky Monkey is published by Currency Press.